Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. Phones are open here. Should you wish to join us, you can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
Of course, the phones are open. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, the big news... it's got to be Elon Musk taking over Twitter.
I heard about this.
Even you heard about this.
I did. I haven't had a chance to read the news.
You were just telling me you didn't read a week almost.
I read a little bit, but not much. But I heard about the Elon Musk thing, which is crazy.
Well, and you're a big advocate, Chris, of decentralization, self-hosting things. So I'm sure that you're not even in any way really, you don't think this is going to change anything, right?
Oh, no. I remain on the same stance I had yesteryear and as I do currently. And the more decentralization we have, the better. You're just going to end up flipping from one side to the other instead of maybe the left having, doing the censorship. Now it's going to be the right that's doing the censorship.
Elon Musk isn't even particularly right necessarily. He seems to be this kind of podge of whatever. I mean, I don't know how you would describe him. On some instances, he seems like he's sort of right-leaning. On others, like I think he supports universal basic income. So he's kind of left-leaning on that. And he's come right out and he said that the government is a monopoly on violence. He has said things that sound very libertarian.
And it's interesting because aren't all his ventures, I could be mistaken about this, but yeah, aren't they all government like funding?
I don't know if all of them are, like Twitter probably
is. Or most of them or something like that. Like his financial
Tesla is.
His financial stuff is all right. Tesla is basically funded by the government money. I mean, it's all government handouts.
Yeah.
To big corporations. So yeah, I mean it is, it's kind of interesting because it's like I wouldn't tell somebody not to take something that because the money's already being stolen from you. But in this case,
you've taken government contracts, right?
Sure.
Business,
but I think it's those are probably a little bit different. I'm not going out there and advocating or
you're not getting a handout.
Paying somebody
product.
To go to Congress critters and
lobby them
for new programs so that I can get a government contract. The only time I've ever gotten a government contract is when the government has come to me and they're like, we want to buy your stuff, and I'm like, all right, I'll jump through some of the hoops in order to get this this money.
You're not getting subsidies, getting handouts,
right? And certainly the government's taken more from me and my company than I'll ever be able to get back in whatever they're purchasing. So.
Right. Yeah, Musk seems to be this sort of enigmatic character. I mean, obviously he's a big deal because he's the world's richest man at this moment. People obviously pay attention to what he does. He's entertaining too. Like he's so rich, he doesn't care, right? Like kind of like how Kanye West or Ye has recently been just saying whatever it is he wants to say and losing contracts with companies like Adidas and other mega corporations as a result of that. Musk is kind of the same way. He'll say whatever he wants and do whatever he wants. And you know what? Good for him for that. I mean, you shouldn't have to be super wealthy to take those positions, but certainly having $1 billion makes it easier than if you don't. So he is an interesting character to watch. And so while I'm with you on this, Chris, as far as long-term, short-term, whatever, Twitter is still going to be the centralized beast. It is still going to have very controlling policies. In fact, Musk has already announced that they are not going to be unrestricting anyone's accounts until they can have some sort of a special meeting. He's going to put together, he says, some kind of a group of governors or whatever the term is. I'll see if I can pull up his actual tweet about it. But he is going to form a content moderation council with what he says will be widely diverse viewpoints. No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before that council convenes. So if you've been waiting for Donald Trump to be unlocked on Twitter, apparently that is not going to happen until at the very soonest, whenever this council that he's talking about comes to pass. So, you know, again, the central control is alive and well at Twitter, and I don't think people should get too excited thinking that Twitter is going to all of a sudden become a free-for-all.
No, what this is humorous. It's humorous looking at it from the outside, I think. You know, what it is I'm just going to use the left and right as an example. I don't really understand any of the or follow any of the politics here, but it's basically, to me, it looks like the left fighting the right, and it's like when you don't support freedom, this is what happens. It just goes back and forth between two different sides, and you get one set of censorship or the other set of censorship, rather than just accepting that if you support free speech and you do it blindly, well, then all of a sudden everybody gets their way.
Now, there was an interesting detail that came out during what was going to be a trial, or it was going to be a civil trial between Twitter and Elon Musk, because, as you may know, Elon Musk had said he wanted to back out of the deal because Twitter wasn't being honest about the number of bots that were on the platform. And, you know, when he made the offer for the platform, he made it presuming that there were no more than 5% bots, as Twitter had said. And then,
that was in the pre-agreement, right?
As I understand it, I mean, I didn't read it, right? So, like, I don't know. But
yeah,
that was why Elon was trying to back out. So Twitter said, well, you can't back out now. We're going to sue you and force you to buy our company. And so in the process of this lawsuit, you know, rolling forward, Elon had to turn over all his text messages that he had sent and received. And so there was actually a conversation in between him and the previous CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, who had resigned earlier this year. Before Elon put his offer in, Dorsey had resigned from that position. But prior to that happening, they had had a conversation where Dorsey indicated that he was disappointed that Twitter had become this sort of centralized entity. He had this vision, apparently, that he wanted to see Twitter be this decentralized social media thing. I don't know what exactly he had in mind
there. That would be super interesting if he actually... You know, if he actually meant it the way we would say,
yeah,
is the term.
And to his credit, he did come out with something recently, and I only had a chance to kind of glance at it last night, something that he's calling Web 5, which will be a decentralized form of identity. And it's very interesting, and I'll have to have you take a look at it off the air and see what you think of it just at a glance. But it looked really interesting, like the idea of you would have your own essentially digital identity that no one would control except for you. It would interface with decentralized servers all over the place or whatever, and no one could like block you or whatever. And so it was a very kind of interesting pitch on this concept. So if Twitter were to somehow become something like that, that would be amazing. I wouldn't get my hopes up in any way, shape, or form. I mean, this beast is what it is, and the odds that it's going to go under any kind of significant change, beyond some changing over of maybe some policies or changing out some of the people that are involved. And to that end, Musk has been making headlines for immediately firing several top executives, according to FoxNews.com. He had said before he took over the company that he might be eliminating 75% of the company's workforce.
That's got to be a ton of people. Do we have any idea what the population of...
Several thousand.
Okay.
So it would be down to like a couple thousand or something like that. So it was like 8,000 or something large.
I'm wondering what those employees like... I mean, there must be some critical set of employees. I wonder what they are, like, what numbers those are, and then how do you fire people who are critical to the operation? I mean,
well, I think he's suggesting that there's a lot of non-critical people at Twitter, and the company doesn't make any money and has never made apparently a profit in all the time that it's been around. So he started at the top, though. He fired the CEO, Parag Agrawal. The CFO and the head of legal policy and safety were all fired after Musk had accused them of misleading him and investors over the number of fake accounts on the platform. A source with knowledge on the matter told Fox Business. Editor-in-chief at The Federalist, Molly Hemingway, described the firings as, quote, an excellent start, unquote, to Musk's tenure in a tweet. hosts of Breaking Point, Sagar and Teji, posted emoji hands waving bye while retweeting a post of his from April where he had written that Vijaya Gadde, the top censorship advocate at Twitter, who famously gaslit the world on Joe Rogan's podcast and censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, is very upset about the Elon Musk takeover. So he fired the woman. He fired the awesome. Top censor, basically, at Twitter. So, again, you know, an interesting start to the latest drama at Twitter.
I like the idea of getting...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. We're talking about the takeover of Twitter by Elon Musk. It happened late yesterday when he fired several executives, including their head of censorship, an attorney. She is gone. That woman's name, Vijaya Gadde. She is out. Also, CEO Parag Agrawal, the CFO, Ned Siegel. And
was that her actual title?
Her title was Head of Legal Policy, Trust, and Safety.
Yeah, okay. Safety is the key word that I would have expected them to use. But that would have been really funny if they had actually called her head of censorship.
The top censor,
something.
The censorship czar or something like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment on it, you're welcome to join us here. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. If you're looking for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more, you can get today's headlines all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective at freedomsphoenix.com. So head over there. It's Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. So, you know, we are going to take all this Elon Musk stuff with a huge grain of salt here on Free Talk Live and remind you that we actually have our own social media website onto which you can... Oh, wait, I noticed nobody's here. Nobody. Are you
Nobody's
there?
Here.
Oh, excellent. I didn't see you come in.
Welcome back.
That was my fault.
Yeah, I've actually been on for since before the last break.
Oh, excellent. Well, good to finally have you. I hope you weren't talking.
I was wondering if you were coming on because I had heard that you were, and then you weren't here. And
nobody's here. So we're talking.
Good to have you back.
So you heard us talking about the Elon Musk situation. I imagine you've been watching it. You have an account on Twitter these days now that you're off of your bail restrictions. What are your?
Oh, I've got a few of them.
Yes. So what are your initial impressions of the takeover now that he's fired some of the executives?
I think that the tone of Twitter will change. I think that a lot of leftists will end up going elsewhere because all of a sudden they won't be able to bully everybody else on the platform.
Where do you think they're going to go, though?
I don't know. Actually, Mastodon is a strong possibility.
Already.
Mastodon has a very strong leftist element in the development area, so they've got a high affinity. I'm sure there are Mastodon servers where nobody to the right of Che Guevara is invited.
sure, and that's probably true. I mean, definitely the Mastodon programmers are sort of notoriously leftist. They're based out of, I think, like France and Germany or something like that. And so if you want to have more freedom on Mastodon, you need to go to the independent servers. You don't want to use the official Mastodon server.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know,
and
are they
really, I think going independent is going to be the final issue or the final answer to the issue of social media. We had it a lot better when we were using ICQ and Jabber and a lot
Certainly
of
Jabber.
More.
Huh? Certainly Jabber, but I don't know about ICQ.
I mean, ICQ worked really well for me for quite a long time.
But it certainly wasn't decentralized.
Huh?
It was never decentralized.
It was never decentralized, but they had something that made it polycentric, which is there were a lot of clients that could talk to ICQ, but could also talk other flavors of instant messenger. So basically, if you had one of these, you didn't care what instant messenger somebody was using. And I really think that there's two areas where that's going to be the answer, or something similar to that is going to be the answer with social media. The first is the algorithm. Okay? Basically, if somebody was storing tweets and allowing people to just have their own algorithms go through those tweets and deliver whatever it thinks its owner might think is useful, rather than having somebody else directing what you see.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about decentralized self-censorship?
I'm talking about decentralized. It's not a matter of censorship. It's a matter of you can't see everything at the same time. There are millions of messages going across Twitter. So a decision has to be made.
Okay.
Every time you see a tweet, somebody made the decision that that's the next tweet you should see.
You're saying about selectively filtering content that you want to see.
Didn't have your best interest at heart.
Well, now, I'll give Twitter a little bit of credit. Having been on some of these major platforms, I haven't used Facebook in 4 years, 5 years, something like that at this point, which I don't miss it. But one of the frustrations I had with Facebook was what you're talking about, where there's this algorithm that decides what you see and what you don't. And there's nothing you can do about that. It doesn't matter. You know, you told Twitter you like a thing or you were wanting to follow a person and you never see that person. But on Twitter, I didn't get that feeling. I always got the feeling like I am seeing every post chronologically that people are making.
And at one time, I think you were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was so good, because anything can happen. But things change. I went for 3 weeks seeing nothing but Democratic Party influencers, most of whom I believe were actually bots. But and a lot of people see a lot of them. There's JoJo somebody, Lakota Man.
Now hold on. These are people you are not following. These are people you are not personally following, but it's
these
showing you them.
These are people that I am not following, where I would see a message from them every 10 minutes. They would completely dominate the top of my feed for no apparent reason.
One of the things I've
noticed. The only way I could finally get rid of, I had to block them all.
One of the things I noticed about Twitter is, besides showing me the people I follow, it also will show me posts from people who I that are liked by people who I follow. So even if I don't follow a certain person, because someone I do follow follows them, I might see their stuff. And that could be where the algorithm is coming in.
The thing is, it was all very left-centric content, but not just that. It was formulaic. Something like 30% of the posts across all of these people ended with the words, "Are you with me?" Basically, they're ads. Did you see that episode of South Park?
I don't know.
They're ads.
All right, nobody, tell me the truth. You're just secretly a leftist and... You're getting outed here, right?
No, he was a former.
I mean, I've got a leftist orientation on some things. You know, like, I don't want anybody to be poor. I don't think they should be. The problem is the traditional means of leftism completely failed to deliver on any of what they were trying to do.
Indeed. Stand by. We're going to continue here in moments. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome on the Twitter Takeover by Elon.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. pending home sales are down sharply as mortgage rates surge. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 10% in September, which is more than double from what analysts had expected. The group's chief economist noted the impact of inflation on the housing market as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. Pending home sales fell across all regions of the country, with the Northeast experiencing the biggest monthly drop. More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Defense Department announces it's providing another $275 million in security aid to Ukraine as Russia's invasion of the country enters its ninth month. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the United States isn't the only country providing assistance to Ukrainians. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You're welcome to weigh in on Twitter. Elon Musk has officially closed the deal as of sometime yesterday. He had gone in to the Twitter headquarters, was getting photographed at talking to employees there, and then he started firing people, including the CEO, the CFO, their top censor.
You know, I hear he walked in with a sink.
Yeah, he did. And then he posted to Elon Musk's at Twitter, let that sink in. So it was all for the purpose of making a joke.
Oh, that's what it was about. I didn't. So when I originally heard that, I had no idea what it was about, and it just sounded funny.
It is funny.
But I didn't quite see where it was, like, what was it? Like, what was the joke, right?
He's got a sense of humor. There's no doubt about it. But by the way, I do want to tell you something that's not very funny. That is, if you've worked or lived at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1988, and you've suffered from cancer or potentially Parkinson's disease or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. So I'm going to give you a phone number. You'll need to call this number and find out if you or a loved one are eligible. There were contaminants in the drinking water during those years, and they could have caused some serious problems. The number is 888-918-1037. There might be some deadlines involved, so don't wait to call and find out. 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. 888-918-1037. We have Ian, Chris, and Nobody here on Free Talk Live tonight. We're talking about the Twitter takeover. He immediately basically fired the CEO He fired their head of censorship, Vijaya Gaddi, who's the top censorship advocate at Twitter, who basically censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and then tried to cover for it on the Joe Rogan podcast. She is gone. And already the complaining, the caterwauling online has begun. Many people tweeting their upset over Elon Musk taking over Twitter. And I don't think you're going to see a giant exodus from Twitter. I think that this is going to be the same level of action that we saw, like when Trump won election in 2016, and there were all these leftists who were screaming about how they were going to leave the United States and move to Canada.
Yeah, I suspect you're probably right. It's sad. Nobody ever does anything. You know, it's like
they don't do anything.
Like, I mean, I get that. Like, okay, leaving the United States is a pretty big deal. But
sure, it's a lot easier to leave a website than it is to physically leave a country.
But I suspect they're not. I suspect you're right. They're probably, you know, all these people who say they're going to leave Twitter. I don't even know if there are people saying that, but if they are,
oh, they're saying it. Sure,
I bet you most of them don't leave.
No, that's how I feel about this. I think that what you're going to see is people are just going to learn how to use the block button. You know, they're going to learn how to ignore the accounts that they say are problematic, and they're going to just keep on keeping on because they already have their audience. That's the thing that these big platforms have that grab people so effectively is, and then you remember, I remember the big excuse for not leaving Facebook was, well, that's where everyone is. Now we know that's not true, and we know that more people have been leaving Facebook over the years, so certainly everyone is not on Facebook. But if you've got a few thousand, or in some of these influencers' cases, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, what are the odds that those people are just going to walk up and walk away from that just because they're mad about the new owner?
There's a solution to that as well. And just as I said that the solution to the algorithm issue is to move it off of Twitter so you can decentralize it, so you can choose your own algorithms that fit your taste. The other thing that we can do with that kind of a technology, let's say that it has the ability to store a list of all your social media accounts and pass those out to people that you're interacting with who also use the system. Then you get thrown off Facebook, but it's okay because the other users of the system who send you messages, those messages catch up with you on Twitter, on Reddit, by SMS, by any means necessary. And so you can move, and when you make a post, you make it from this client, and your post goes to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and pretty much any place that it can get accepted where you have.
So you're talking about like a social media aggregator that is networked with other people on that piece of software?
Right. So each of the social media providers becomes just another one, and because you're sending your data out via many pipes, and you've got a direct back channel to talk to people, even if everybody throws you out.
I will say that Mastodon has grown over the past couple of years. I do feel like there's a lot more people on it today,
and they're gonna poach some people out of
it. Yeah,
they should.
I don't want people to write off Mastodon as if it's not a thing. It is. There's a lot of people using it. It's just you have to understand that it's a small number by comparison, and I don't think even a small number of people leaving
Twitter
are going to have a larger impact on something like Mastodon. And so we've seen that, I think, over the past couple of years. So it's grown. And for those who aren't aware, Mastodon actually goes back quite a while at this point. It used to go under another name, and can't think of the name off the top of my head. But before it was Mastodon, it was called something else. So it's been developing. It's actually based on a web standard now. So
what they really need is adapters so that you can apply that same web standard to Twitter. Basically, you write it so that it talks Twitter's proprietary protocol on one end, and it talks Mastodon on the other end. And well, then you can just plug your group into the Mastodon network.
Yeah.
And just like I said, everything you post to Mastodon goes to Twitter.
That would be great.
Isn't that already being done? Isn't Free Talk Live set up that way?
Yeah, but we're using a third-party tool.
IFTTT has a good situation, but it's not open source, and
right.
It's not under your control.
Correct.
And the and unfortunately
it's clunky.
How you designed the interface graduated from a software design school for the criminally insane.
Yeah, IFTTT, for listeners that don't know, it stands for if this then that, and it is a clunky system that you have to pay for if you really want it to perform for you. And to be fair, I think I only pay $2 a month for it, so it's not crazy. Amount of money, but and it is very handy for what it does. But it suffers from the problems that nobody is saying here, and that some company's running this thing, and it could go away tomorrow. It could disappear. Ban you.
I suspect it seems very unlikely that Twitter. And maybe I'm wrong, but. Are there there must be APIs for Twitter.
Yeah, because, of course there are. Yeah.
Because it's already integrating with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, when I post on Mastodon, on our Mastodon, which we have ours at social.freetalklive.com, it automatically, IFTTT automatically takes that content and puts it on Twitter.
So I guess the question is, it's a matter of somebody writing an application that interacts with Twitter. Does Twitter have like API keys? You have to have some sort of like, it doesn't just let anybody access it, I presume.
They use that Microsoft protocol that a lot of people use. GitHub uses it too.
Out into the weeds here, I feel like we're getting a little bit out there. This is a fine
idea. I've been
idea.
Out there for years.
yes, you have.
There have been aggregator programs that have existed before. They almost always charge people for usage, and that's understandable because, as I understand it, you always have to keep up with the Joneses with this, right? So every time Facebook changes its programming, they're going to break something, and they may be breaking things on purpose, right? Just because they don't like it.
Yeah, it's not a standard.
When you use somebody else's system to interface with theirs, they want you on their site so they can feed you their advertising, right? So they're constantly changing the way that stuff works, and so if you're not updating it every month or quarter or something like that, S is going to break. And then you're going to have angry users, so you really would have to keep up on your game with this. There's more coming up here about the Twitter takeover.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It is Chris and Ian and Nobody here in the studio. You can join us and bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the takeover of Twitter by Elon Musk, instantly firing some of the top executives. And there was apparently a couple people standing outside of the San Francisco Twitter headquarters today pretending to be fired employees, but they weren't actually fired employees. They were just there to troll the media into thinking that they were fired employees. They had like cardboard boxes that they were holding as though they just cleared out their desk, and they were claiming that they were part of the entire team of data engineers that had been fired. But then the CNBC reporter who actually reported that, Deirdre Bosa, then posted later on that even though they had reported that these people were on that team, they've been unable to verify that that was true. And now Elon Musk has even tweeted about them and laughed, suggesting that this indeed was some sort of a put on, whether Musk was behind it or they were just two independent comedians who decided they were going to, you know, just troll the media. I don't know.
Sounds orchestrated just because of the whole sync thing and, you know, the politics of this all.
It could be.
But it's still funny either way.
It's pretty funny stuff. So we were just talking about whether or not the leftists who are really angry about Elon Musk's takeover, even though he supports things like universal basic income, I mean, he doesn't seem to be one way or another politically. He's just his own thing, it appears.
Can't have your own opinion.
But they are upset because their guys are no longer in charge. And tech dirt writer, editors, according to FoxNews.com, Mike Masnick said about the woman who was fired yesterday, their head censor. He said about her, "People do not realize how much Vijaya did for free speech. Twitter is less of a free speech platform without her." Another UpRocks writer, Mike Redman, wrote, "I don't think any of us are prepared for how quickly this whole site is about to go down. It's a miracle flames aren't shooting out of it already." And then a writer.
I'll tell you what, apparently I didn't understand what free speech meant, and now that they've straightened me out on what those words mean, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like the left, you know, the left-wing extremists have taken over the left
you know, the left wing camp. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like, sometimes.
Well, that tends to happen to whatever party is in power. The more powerful they become, the more strident their extremists become.
Mm. Makes sense. Reporter for NBC News' disinformation reporter Ben Collins says, quote, "I would be so happy if I'm wrong, but all the red lights are flashing here," he said. Controversial tech columnist Taylor Lawrence tweeted, quote, "It's like the gates of hell opened on this site tonight," unquote.
Now, Taylor Lawrence is actually a fine journalist, so long as you understand the code to her work, which is that anything she writes or says is false.
Mm. I've never read anything that she has written. I know she caused some sort of controversy recently. I don't even remember what it was about, but that's her name became really big all of a sudden.
She got doxxed. Now, this is a Washington Post reporter, so you don't know where to find her. But she got doxxed, cried on TV about it, and then went back to doxxing people.
Mm. So she could dish it out, but she can't take it, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and she's over-the-top victim crazy when she gets any flashback. You know, if somebody doesn't like her work, that's like violence for her.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of just freaking out over this takeover is pretty ridiculous and entertaining. I don't think the gates of hell have opened on Twitter. It's still the same website. It's still the same people tweeting
years ago
as before. Liberal academic and journalism professor Jeff Jarvis's reaction upon hearing the news was, quote, "The sun is dark." Earlier in the day, he had warned, quote, "This is an emergency. Twitter is to be taken over."
Is this a Brandon quote he was making?
I don't know.
Because Hunter is definitely pretty dark.
"This is an emergency," he said earlier in the day. "Twitter is to be taken over by the evil Sith Lord." Unquote. Jarvis is no stranger to Twitter hyperbole. In April, when Musk's plans to acquire it became part of the news cycle, he tweeted, quote, "Today on Twitter feels like the last evening in a Berlin nightclub at the twilight of Weimar, Germany." Unquote. A little hyperbolic, maybe?
They say that only the Sith talk in absolutes, but that can't possibly be true because it's an absolute statement.
Indeed.
The opposite side of the same party is what it feels like to me.
Yeah. I don't even...
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're just... It's like the difference between Russia and the Ukraine. They're slightly different flavors of fascism.
Tyranny. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, I could go on here, but yeah, it's just give you an idea. We gave you an idea of what some of these people are saying. They are just all kinds of upset about this, but I think the dust is going to settle. And I think after the dust settles, you're going to see a very minimal exodus, if any at all. A lot of these people that are making a big to-do about it, they're going to get new followers, right? Because they're going to get, you know, passed around. Their tweets are going to get shared, and all the outrage is going to get ginned up.
I haven't been passed around in a long time.
You have to do that off the radio.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's pretty much that story. In other news, the big question, of course, is Donald Trump. Is he coming back? Not only will they unban Donald Trump for the first time in, what, more than 2 years at this point, or just about two years?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Not only will they, the question is, will they unban him? I think they probably will. Because it'll be, you know, big headlines, and why not? You know, who's it going to hurt?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like he's going to be unbanned. I mean, how do you talk about, you know, all the censorship and then, like, take it over and make a big stink of it and then, like, unban Donald Trump?
Yeah, and leave the most probably visibly censored person censored. So I think that's likely, but really the ultimate question is, if they do unban Donald Trump, will he come back to the platform?
He will.
He has already said early this year that he would not come back because now he has his own platform.
I don't believe him.
But he doesn't have the reach on his own platform that
he
does.
I don't believe him for one moment that he won't come back.
So, I mean, we know Donald Trump wants exposure more than anything else. He wants attention more than anything else. So we will see about that. Meanwhile,
and he wants attention from people he can annoy.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that he annoys won't go on Twitter, so it doesn't do him any
good. You mean Truth Social?
Or they won't go on Truth Social, yeah. So it doesn't do him any good to Truett people who will never hear him. Is that what they call it?
Truething, yeah. I think they call it Truething.
They call it Truething. Yeah. Oh, God, they finally made an art of being truthers.
So apparently, now, according to Yahoo News, Sam Tabaridi's story here, advertisers are now planning to boycott Twitter if Elon Musk allows Donald Trump back on the platform, whatever advertisers they have. And they do have them. Even though Twitter makes no money, they do have advertisers.
It's not profitable. I don't know if it's accurate to say they make no money.
Okay, I mean, it's not profitable.
Well, if it's not profitable, they're not making money. Yeah, have revenue,
yeah,
but
okay.
if they're smaller than their expenses, they're losing money.
That's true. Right,
they're paying a lot of employees, of unnecessary employees. So,
yeah. And they pay them, they're crazy. They're absolutely out of your mind. You can take, like, a mental health month
if
you work for Twitter. You can just piss off for a month.
You can just not go in to work anytime you don't want to go into work, and you'll still get paid, from what some people who've worked there have said.
Which is exactly how the schools were, I found out.
With teachers,
recently.
You mean?
Yeah. Well, 10 years ago, I had a guy wanted to do something with me related to the 420 rally, but he was in school and it was happening, and he said, "Oh, it's okay. I'll just throw a tantrum. They'll send me home."
So, yeah, I know teachers, they can build, well, I mean, it's obviously different from different places, but teachers often, because of their contracts and tenure and things like that, they can build up, like, sick days. So, like, every sick day that you don't take in a year, and you get a lot of them, you get half of that, and then there's also vacation time. If you don't take that, you get that, and it can build up, and you can actually have many, many months in some places of like this vacation time that you can or sick time or whatever that you can take, and then if you combine that, you can end up with like 6 months or almost like a year over many, many years of this time you can just take off.
Trump, or rather Musk, had already made the statement. Prior to the takeover, rather, he had made the statement. He had said he was going to fire people. And then the employees wrote an open letter.
That must have been so much fun.
Well, he's only getting started.
For a guy who's been using Twitter for a year to actually be able to just go and fire the people who've been censoring him. God, he should have auctioned each of the people that he's fired. He should have like let people bid on him.
Well, that would have been fun.
It isn't over yet. Plus, the EU is saying they're telling Musk he'll have to fly by their rules as he takes over Twitter. So already,
government. Lock Europe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.